Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2686. Should you give money to your adult children? By J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining once again. I'm here narrating for you every single day from some of the best articles on the web when it comes to money and finance. So without further ado, let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. Should you give money to your adult children? By J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. This week's reader question is an example of why I love the Ask the Readers feature here at Get Rich Slowly. I get to write about situations that otherwise would never occur to me. Karen writes because she's having trouble with two of her kids. She asks, quote, "I keep getting sucked into helping two of our children who can't seem to get it together. I don't want to see them on the street, but they keep making dumb mistakes. What do you do when faced with a kid going to prison for lack of funds to pay fines? What about a different kid who's at risk of becoming homeless? This is tough to watch. I really prefer dogs. When does helping a family member financially become enabling, or is it always enabling?" End quote. I find this situation fascinating because there's a disconnect between my general advice about giving money to adult children and my specific advice for Karen. Why you shouldn't give money to adult children. My standard advice is, don't help your kids financially. Doing so harms both you and your kids. A decade of reading about money and hundreds of conversations with parents have brought me to this conclusion. Giving adult children financial support is, generally speaking, a bad idea. Some people don't want to hear this, especially coming from me. I have no children, so that disqualifies my advice in the eyes of some folks, as if it's impossible to recognize that a person has a broken bone if you've never had one yourself. But it's not just my opinion. In The Millionaire Next Door, authors Thomas Stanley and William Danko devote two entire chapters, 69 pages, to economic outpatient care, the substantial financial gifts some parents give their adult children and grandchildren. Their research indicates that the more dollars adult children receive, the fewer they accumulate, while those who are given fewer dollars accumulate more. The authors note that some forms of economic outpatient care, including subsidizing an education and funding business ventures, have a strong positive influence on the recipients. They teach the children how to fish. But most financial assistance simply creates a cycle of dependence. They ask, quote, "What is the effect of cash gifts that are knowingly earmarked for consumption and the propping up of a certain lifestyle? We find that the giving of such gifts is the single most significant factor that explains lack of productivity among the adult children of the affluent." End quote. Stanley and Danko write about four specific ways in which cash gifts to adult children create problems. Number one, giving encourages more consumption than saving and investing. In particular, Stanley and Danko warn about gifts of house down payments. Number two, gift receivers in general never fully distinguish between their wealth and the wealth of their gift-giving parents. They believe they're entitled to the things their parents have and feel resentment if the wealth is given to somebody else. Number three, Gift receivers are significantly more dependent on credit than are non-receivers. They use credit in order to sustain their lifestyle of consumption between gifts. And number four, receivers of gifts invest much less money than do non-receivers. The authors claim that gift receivers are hyper-consumers, only thinking of now. They've come to expect that their financial needs will be met by their parents, and so they don't plan for the future. I've known people who received financial assistance from their parents or grandparents. Most of these people have struggled with money in some way. They spent too much. They didn't feel the need to take a job. They put off making financial decisions because there was no need to do so. One time, for instance, I had an affluent friend who received a $25,000 gift from his grandparents. Rather than invest the money, he bought himself a new car. There was nothing wrong with his old car. Obviously, not everyone who receives financial assistance from their parents will fall into this trap, but accepting such gifts often leads to trouble. Note, there's another downside too. When parents give money to an adult child, they're compromising their own financial health. They're sacrificing saving for retirement or other goals, which means they're hurting themselves as well as their kids. In my own life right now, I'm watching as two different sets of parents struggle to make ends meet because they're giving up money they need for themselves in order to help their children who are perfectly capable of providing for themselves, except they were never encouraged to leave the nest. What if your kid will end up homeless? Now, having said all this, what about Karen's situation? She has one child who's at risk of going to prison because she or he hasn't paid some fines. The other is at risk of ending up homeless. Should Karen simply sit back and allow her children to suffer? I've had 2 weeks to think about this question. Some days I feel as if there's no way Karen should let her kids go to jail or end up homeless. Other days, I feel like she should absolutely let them experience the consequences of their actions. Most of the time, however, I feel like this is a tough call and not something a stranger can decide. So I tried to practice some financial empathy. I asked myself, what would I do if I were in Karen's shoes? What if I did have kids? What if they made some stupid ass choices? That's how Karen describes her kids when she wrote to me, which cracks me up. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do. I have no clue what the right decision is in this situation. What do you think? Is it always a parent's duty to protect their children, even when they're adults? If you ended up in jail because you did something dumb with money, would you expect your parents to bail you out? If you were at risk of becoming homeless, would it be your mom and dad's responsibility to help you? What's the right choice here? Is there one? You just listened to the post titled, Should You Give Money to Your Adult Children? By J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. As with many questions when it comes to money, the answer is often, it depends. There are very few hard, fast rules. The only ones that immediately come to mind are spend less than you earn, don't buy whole life insurance, and don't participate in an MLM. Everything else is up for debate in my book, including borrowing from or lending money to loved ones. If I were ever to loan money to friends or family, it would be because I didn't see another way out for them. And it wouldn't be my first solution. Before I handed someone money, I would first spend my time and energy trying to help them find other resources and/or encourage them to find other creative solutions. If it became clear that there weren't any better options, I would set up an agreement and expectations on payment from them. But I would also quietly consider it a gift and never follow up on that money. I would never loan money to loved ones that I really needed back because the odds are not in my favor. And if they pay it back, great. But if not, I can easily let it go because I know relationships are more important than money. But that'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.